I know, I brought it there.
So we're picking up from yesterday. And the question is, according to Rava, Erev Tav Shilin is really for Kavod Shabbos. Which means that prior to that, there's a risk, a danger that when Yontov comes out on Erev Shabbos, so ordinarily Erev Shabbos is a day where everyone's focused on leaving, getting food ready for Shabbos. But here it's Yontov, and everyone's involved in the meal of Yontov, and there's a risk that a person's going to forget about Shabbos. And he's not going to leave over. He's going to eat up all his food on Yontif on Friday. And he's not going to leave anything for Seder Shabbos. So Mechayvi to place an Erev Tav Shilin on Friday, not on Friday, on Thursday, before Yontif, in order to be a reminder that, hey, put aside, keep food for Shabbos, because Shabbos is coming out. Okay, and that's the idea of Erev Tav Shilin.
I have a question, though.
Yeah, 1 second. So the question is, the Gemara says, oh, so if that's the whole thing is that you don't want a guy to eat up all the food during Sudas Yontif, so why not just place it right before Sudas Yontif? Why is the halacha that it has to be placed before Shabbos? Right, why is the halacha has to be placed? I'm sorry, but it has to be placed before Yontif. Really, it should just be before Sudas Yontif. So the Gemara says, you're right. In theory, that would be good, but the problem is that a guy is gonna as a gezerah, maybe a guy's gonna be negligent. Because you get involved in Yontif, and by the time you know it, you're going to end up pushing it off, and you're going to miss it. So basically, he said, you got to do it before Yontif. Okay? So the question now is, so the Mordechai brings down, or Shmuel May Bumberg or something, says that according to Rava, basically, is that if you, by accident, forgot to place it, not that you're a posheya, but you really legitimately forgot, so then he holds you can still place it on Shabbat, on Yontif, as long as it's before you sit as Yontif. Because the whole thing is, really, the Gemara says, really, it should be good. The only problem is that he can't let you do it, because otherwise the person will be Poshaya. But fine, but if you did it, then you weren't Poshaya. If you're Poshaya, then that's abusing the whole Tagana. But if you weren't Poshaya, you really just forgot, so then intrinsically it's a good time to do it. So he held you could do it. And that's according to Rava. Ravashi would say you can't, but it's a Sasoy Darbana, so you have a right to go like Rava. But the most argue with him. I don't think we hold by this. I was trying to look in the Shulchan Aruch. They didn't even bring it down. Maybe Yosef brings it down, but I think he said we don't go for it. So the question is, what's the machlokas? So what's the svara? Whether or not it's a fit, whether or not you have a right to place it, but you have it if you forgot on Erev Yontif, whether you have a right to place it on Yontif itself or not. So Chaim says, that the question is, when the Rabbanon set up this, so you're saying really intrinsically you have a right to place it on Yontif. But the only thing is that if you allow the guy to do it, he's going to be lazy, he's going to be posheyan, he's not going to do it. Right? So therefore, they said, no, you got to place it early. So is it pshat that therefore they set up the halacha of Erev Tav Shilin is that you have to place it on Erev Yontif? Like, it's intrinsically, that's the takana of Erev Tav Shilin. Erev Tav Shilin is something you place on Erev Yontif. Why? Because the guy may be lazy and all that, and that's the reason why. They would have said do it on Yontif before Seder Yontif, but because the guy's going to be lazy, therefore when they set the thing up, intrinsically it was set up that it has to be on Erev Yontif. So if you forgot, tough break, you forgot. But that was the takana. Takana is doing it on Erev Yontif. So there's no choices. It's true, if there's no such thing as forgetting, they wouldn't have done it that way, but there are such things as forgetting, and therefore they set it up that you got to do it on Erev Yontif. Or do you say no? Is that really they set up the halacha of Erev Tav Shilin is really anytime, before Seder Yontif. But then the thing is that the Rabbanon said, like, so to speak, extrinsically, the Rabbanon says, Gzera Shem Yivsha, this is a Gzera, a person may forget, maybe Poshaya, and therefore they said, you're not allowed to wait, you're not allowed to delay it until Yontif. Rather, you're Chayiv to place it earlier. They're Mechayiv you to place it earlier. Okay, Mechayiv you, even though intrinsic structure of Erev Tav Shilin is what it is, it's any time before Seder Yontif. But the Rabbanon will Mechayiv you to do it earlier. They said, you're not allowed to wait, you're not allowed to delay, because delaying is going to cause Poshaya. So you're not allowed to. But let's say you did. Let's say you did do it, right? You did it by accident. You ended up forgetting. So look, if you do on purpose, then you can't say, then you're just denying the Takana Chum. Then they can't allow you to do it. That's the whole Takana. that you have to do it earlier, and the mechayiv you to do it earlier. If you just say, I don't care about it, then forget it. You can't use it the third thing. But if you legitimately forgot and there's not pshia, so then, look, it's true they're mechayiv you to do it, but you couldn't do it. You made a mistake. It was an onus, whatever. So now look, intrinsically, they'll take kind of the halach of Eretz Yoshelin is to do it anytime before it says Yontif. So therefore, that's how you do it. So that's what Shulman Bar Yom Schedesh is, that the Gezerah, Shema Yevsha, is not the way they constructed Eretz Yoshelin, but it's rather, it's an extrinsic, like, mechayev of the person to place it early so that he doesn't forget. But intrinsically, Erev Dashilin was set up based upon the intrinsic concept that is before Sivas Yantar. But it's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush that they did that, because you think is that when they said Erev Dashilin, they would have noticed this and they would have set up built into the thing. But that's his Chiddush. And if you say that it's a Chomer Mechayiv you to place it earlier because of Pshia, so Mechayiv you to place it earlier, if a guy then ignores the Kamas Chacham and is Poshaya about the thing, then you definitely can't... Then you can't let him place it, because that's the whole halacha. They're saying is you're chayav to ignore to worry about pshia. And what's the teeth to that thing is that if you are boshaya and you don't listen to us, then you're not gonna be able to place it. That's the part of what gives strength to the takana is that you're chayav to do it now. And if you neglect it, then you can't do it anymore. But here he didn't neglect it. He wasn't boshaya. So now it's not like he's ignoring the takanas chacham. He is an anas. So now, but now you go. But intrinsically, though, the way Erev Toshin was set up is that it's based on that it's at any time before Sivas Yontif. So he's not neglecting the Tekanas Chachamim. He just couldn't do it. And now, the intrinsic Be'alacha of Erev Toshin is he can do it at any time. Yeah, but this I hear you saying the reason why I think it's difficult is that the whole takana of Erev Toshin is to make sure a guy takes care of Kavod Shabbos. So it's not like Zera Shema Yivsha is some extraneous thing. Oh yeah, by the way, you're worried he's going to be Poshaya. The whole thing is to ensure the guy's going to make sure that he does Kavod Shabbos. So if you have a way that you're going to set it up that a guy may end up not doing it and may end up forgetting about Shabbos, then that's not part of the way Erev Toshilin is set up. You got to set up Erev Toshilin in the way that it's going to work. So therefore, it's a good argument to say that that's built into the very way they structure Erev Toshilin. That has to be done on Erev Yontif because that's the way it's going to work. And if it's done until the Pshia, it's not a good takana. The whole takana is to be out there to make sure a guy remembers. So to say that it's like an external thing, the intrinsically related Toshilin, they said, is before Yontif. Right? Before this is Yontif. But separately, they said, oh yeah, because we're worried about Pshia, they disallowed it. A separate, totally separate takana. I mean, why would you do that? Why not just say that it's the way they structure the thing in the first place? It's a chiddush.
Yeah, I understand.
It's I've never heard of it. Okay, so now new point. Now's the Rosh. Okay, so the Rosh. So the Rosh learns. So you may ask yourself. What is the difference? Who cares why they set up Erev Toshilin? Is it just a matter of curiosity, or just theoretics? Or is there some nafkamina, some practical difference? Because again, the question is did they set up Erev Toshilin to protect Shabbos, so a guy remembers about Shabbos, or did they set up Erev Toshilin in order to protect Yontif, to make sure a person doesn't cook from Yontif to Chol? So okay, what's the difference? So this reason, that reason, does it make a practical difference? It's funny, Gemara's usually ask these things. Maybe an Ayo, what's the difference between them? Gemara doesn't ask it. But the Rosh says that there's a difference. The Rosh says there's a difference. And the difference is when are you allowed to place the Erev Toshilin? When? How early are you allowed to place it? Previously, we were just talking about how late you're allowed to place it. And the question is how early? How much prior to Yontif are you allowed to place it? So the Rosh says that it depends. If the halacha of Erev Toshilin is because of Kavod Shabbos, you're putting aside the Erev to remind you to leave food for Shabbos, he says, then you must place the Erev Toshilin on Erev Yontif. On Erev Yontif and not earlier. But if the whole thing is to remind you that you're cooking from Yontif to Shabbos is allowed, but cooking Yontif to Chol is not allowed, so then you could even place it earlier. You can even place it earlier. can even, in fact, you have two back, you know, with 2 weeks in a row. If you have 2 weeks in a row, a three day yontif, so then you'd have a right to place one Erev and use it for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, but what happens is your Erev's gonna go bad.
Then it'll go bad, then it's not gonna work. But assuming that that it won't go bad, then it'll be fine. Of course, it has to be good still, but that's a different problem. But they say, I mean, even if it's smoked or something, you can use it all year round or whatever it is. You have to work it out, you know? It seems like the Beis Yosef wanted to say that there's a middle position which maintains that you're allowed to do it for two contiguous weeks, from the first day to the second day to the end of the, you're not allowed to do it like a long term. Pesach, the Sukkot, the Shavuot, you know, that you're not allowed to do. He wants to say that the Mordechai, based on the Yerushalmi. But I couldn't find the Mordechai. I don't really have an idea for that, but maybe we could find one. You know, maybe we could come up with an idea for that. But for starters, let's just get, we're not up to that yet. But again, my question is what is the difference, what the Erev Tavshilin is there for? What's the difference if it's reminding you to leave food for Shabbos, or it's reminding you that when you cook on Yantav to Shabbos, that your cooking has to be Yantav to Shabbos, but not Yantav to Chol? Either way, the question is, on Yantav, it's trying to remind you of something on Yantav, right? I have to remind you of something on Yantav. Either leave food for Shabbos, or don't cook Yantav to Shabbos. Don't cook Yantav to Chol. So now, is it going to be a good reminder if you place it a week in advance, or a year in advance? So I don't know. I could see arguing that it won't be. It'll remind you of something if you place it the day before, and you place it way in advance. Who knows what that is? You know, or I could see saying, no, look, that's its identity. You place it. That's what it is. But who cares whether it's reminding you of that you have to leave food over for Shabbos, or if it's that it's reminding you that when you're cooking from Yantav to Shabbos, it's not, you shouldn't cook from Yantav to Chol. And why is that question affect whether or not you could place it before Yantav or not? I don't see the connection. See, it's not clear how the Rosh holds about the Svara for placing the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yantav for a Kor Rashi. Like, Rashi's Svara is that you're beginning your time bishul for Shabbos earlier, right? You're beginning your bishul on Shabbos on Erev Yantav, and thereby then when you cook on Yantav, you're just continuing the bishul which already started, so you're not rendering Yantav into a prep day. But are you going to tell me that if I place my Erev Tavshilin for two Shabboses in a row, that this egg which I'm placing or whatever it is the beginning of my preparation for this Shabbos and also the beginning of my preparation for next Shabbos? I mean, which day am I eating this egg on? Or none? I mean, how could it be? And you can tell me if months in advance you'll say I'm beginning my preparation for Shabbos on this, you know, it just seems, I mean, it seems you could argue a long amount of time, I guess, but to say the same thing, you could do it for both days at the same, you know, both of them, back to back, it seems fine. That's a good question. I mean, according to the Ravid, is that you're doing is you're showing that it's one long day. That's the way it works. Is that you're beginning your preparation for Yantif, for Shabbos on Yantif, and therefore you're showing it's like one long day. Just like there one day, one Kedusha, therefore it's also one long day here, right? But I mean, it's hard to say that if you're talking about you're preparing for two Shabboses in a row. You mean you're saying now that it's one long day and I'm joining together my preparation for tomorrow, together my preparation for next week, and thereby I'm expressing that it's one long day, and therefore, right? I mean, how's that working? It's two different yantavs that I'm trying to show, and this is for this yantav, and that's for next yantav. I don't want to cook on this yantav for next Shabbos. I'm trying to cook each yantav for its own Shabbos. So how does the fact that I place it now, I'm joining together, place it this week, I'm joining together this yantav for the next Shabbos, and the next yantav for that next Shabbos. I mean, it doesn't seem to hold water either. So even according to the Ravid's way, also it would seem hard to say that you could place it. You could place it more than for two in a row, or so far in advance. But in fact, I can argue the opposite. It's according to Rava that the whole thing is just to remind you. Kavod Shabbos, just to remind you to leave food over for Shabbos. So then I could say is you could place it whenever. So I don't care when you place it. You can use it for two in a row, use it for three in a row. Who really cares? The point is it's just a reminder to make sure that you leave food over for Shabbos. So if you, as long as you have the reminder, this you can use it every yantif you want, as long as the thing is still there, it'll remind you. Right? But if you say that it's somehow joining together and all these other ideas, beginning your Rishal, then I'd say the opposite, then it can't be done on Erev. Right? So it's a problem. So again, the Rush says basically, I mean, I'll just read you with the translated version of the thing. He says that the difference between the two positions is that according to Rava, you have to do it specifically on Erev Yontif, in order that you will select a good portion for Shabbos. But according to Rav Ashi, you could do it even before Erev Yontif. In fact, he says a Yontif, a two-day Yontif, 2-3 days in a row, you could place it on one Yontif, one Erev Yontif, for two of them, for both in a row. So he's holding that according to Rava, the whole thing goes to Kodesh Shabbos, you have to do it on Erev Shabbos. And Erev Yontif. According to Rav Ashi, that it's not because of Kodesh Shabbos, but it's so that you don't cook from Yontif to Shabbos, or you don't cook from Yontif to Chol, so then you can place it even further back, even earlier. Okay, so I'm thinking similar to what Max is saying. That, see, according, how is this, see, maybe like the Rush is bothered by, he's bothered by, like, in a certain sense, is like, What are you doing in Erev Tov Shilin? How's it working? It's not just the reason for Erev Tov Shilin, but it's like a different halachic activity. What you're doing is different. So, like, according to Rava, the Erev Tov Shilin is halachically, it's an action of Kavod Shabbos. Okay? Halachically, it's an action of Kavod Shabbos. Okay? And you're basically, what you're doing is you begin your cooking for Shabbos basically before the hustle and bustle of Yontif comes along. And thereby you'll remember about Kavod Shabbos. In other words, it's like there's a risk that Shabbos is going to be forgotten by Yontif. So what you do is you do Kavod Shabbos, you start your Kavod Shabbos earlier, before Yontif. Before Yontif, you start preparing for Shabbos. And you keep that food around, and then when Yontif will come along, you'll, so to speak, remember to continue your Kavod Shabbos, even though Yontif is taking place. Right? So, but the Panachas HaErev, is like an action of Kavod Shabbos, which they're preempting. They're pushing it from Friday to whatever, to Erev Yontif, in order, because they know that if you just wait for Yontif, then it's going to be on the end of Shabbos, it's going to be forgotten. So they're basically saying is do a Maisa of Kavod Shabbos. The Hanachas HaErev is a Maisa of Kavod Shabbos. It's preparing for Shabbos in an intelligent time, in a time where you're going to remember about it. So it's a Maisa of Kavod Shabbos. So he's saying is that you can't do a Maisa Kavod Shabbos 3 or 4 weeks in advance. That's ridiculous. The food you're preparing the food for Shabbos, and food is in general lasts, you know, there's a time span on the food. And therefore, that's why in general Kavod Shabbos is on Friday. And now you push it back because Friday is not a good day to do it on, because it's going to end up being forgotten. But it's still an action of Kavod Shabbos. You can't tell me, for instance, if I prepare for two Shabboses in a row, that this is an action of Kavod Shabbos for this week and it's an action of Kavod Shabbos for next week. It's that what this food is, my Shabbos food for, it's right, first of all, the time span, and because it's for 2 weeks. But it just, you can't say I'm cooking today for Kavod Shabbos for Parshas Hazino. That's ridiculous. That's like Kavod Shabbos Parshas Hazino. Kavod Shabbos has to have some sort of tzirah for a relationship to Shabbos. Right? So there's, I'm not sure exactly the time limit, but I mean, you could say the close as you could. So normally it's Erev Shabbos, but here that's not a good time. So it's Erev Yontif, it's pushed back. But that's the hecker is, the way you remember Shabbos is because you begin Erev, it's not just a reminder, it's like an action of Kavod Shabbos. It's an action of Kavod Shabbos which serves as a reminder. Which serves as a reminder. Okay? That's the way the Rosh is learning Rava. It's not just that you have this chafza here and the chafza reminds you. See, that's the Rosh's fetish. The Rav is not just saying is you have this food on the table and that reminds you about Shabbos. But the Maisa Hanachas HaErev itself is a Maisa of Kavod Shabbos. The Maisa itself is a Maisa of Kavod Shabbos. So since the Maisa is a Maisa of Kavod Shabbos, so therefore it has to be done in a time which is similar to Shabbos. See, we could have learned, the way previously we were learning, is it's like it's the chafetz remind you of Shabbos, and the reason why you're placing it is because you're worried about Kavod Shabbos. So I don't care if you place it 5 weeks in advance, as long as you have that chafetz there, that will remind you about Shabbos, and that will be a Kavod Shabbos. But the hanachas ha'erev wasn't a maisa of Kavod Shabbos. It's just that the reason why they set up the erev was because of Kavod Shabbos. But the Rosh is learning, it's not just because, it's the maisa hanachas ha'erev is a maisa of Kavod Shabbos. And that's what reminds you. That's what reminds you, that you have this chafetz, which is representative of the beginning of the Kavod Shabbos, and it reminds you to finish your Kavod Shabbos. And therefore, don't eat everything up. Okay, so far so good? See, but the Rosh is saying, according to Rav Ashi, it's not Kavod Shabbos, it's for Yantif, right? It's for Yantif. Now, when I place the thing, now when, so to speak, when is the realization of the halachic realization of what I'm doing? Like when I place the thing on Erev Yontif, it doesn't do anything. What's it doing? See, when I place it, if you say it's Kavod Shabbos, when I place it, that's an action of Kavod Shabbos. But if I'm placing it on Erev Yontif, I'm doing it because of Yontif. So when I place it, what's it accomplishing now when I place it on Erev Yontif?
Nothing.
Nothing. Because what is it? It doesn't remind me of anything. What am I doing? I'm just putting down a reminder. Okay? But what's the reminder do? It doesn't have any value right now. It's like an Erev Chatzeros during the week. What does an Erev Chatzeros do during the week? It doesn't remind you of anything. There's no meaning to the thing. The realization of the Erev, if you say it's for Yontif, is that when you cook on Yontif, your cooking is in reliance upon this reminder. Okay, in other words, the realization of the Erev, according to, let's say, the Rambam's way of learning Rav Ashi, is that it's a reminder. So which means you're so mechalav. When you cook on Yontif, this is not an ordinary cooking on Yontif for after Yontif. But it's a cooking with the reminder that this is for Yontif, for the extended Yontif, for Shabbos. So the realization of the Erev, it takes place when I cook on relying upon this chafetza which is sitting on my table. Now I don't care when I place the thing. The placing of the thing is not a relevant feature according to Rav Ashi, because the kiyum isn't in the placing. The placing, what the value of the thing is, the actualization of the Erev, where it really is a halachic reality, is that my cook is in the action of cooking, that it's a cooking with a reminder, so that I don't confuse it with the cooking for chol. So therefore, whenever I placed it, who cares? The bottom line is when I cook, if it's there for me to rely on when I cook, then that's fine. But as of course, both according to Rav Ashi, it's nothing to do with my action of cooking on Yontif. It's a maisa of Kavod Shabbos, and the thing is a halachic reality, and the hanacha itself is a maisa of Kavod Shabbos. And that reminds me, yeah, that when I'm doing my Yontif Suda, I'll always remember that action of Kavod Shabbos that I did, and therefore I won't end up beating it up. But since it's a maisa of Kavod Shabbos, so it has to have a relationship to Shabbos. It can't be so far out. The relationship is that I'm placing it, preparing for Shabbos. But again, according to Rashi, the relationship is realized in the action of cooking. Now, my action of cooking is leaning on that chafetza. So it's almost the hanacha, who cares when the hanacha was? I mean, it's true, you make the bracha, you do the maisa hanacha is a mitzvah, you play to make a bracha. But it's like, it's almost like in potential. And it's realized when you cook in your somechan. I still don't think the Rosh could learn like Rashi or like the Ravid. I think it's better like the Rambam than it's purely a reminder, because if it's like Rashi, it's pshat is that your maskil, your bishul of Shabbos early, right? And therefore, when you cook on Shabbos, on Yontif, you're simply continuing the bishul which you begun earlier. It's not a prep day, but you're continuing the bishul earlier.
This is all Rav Ashi.
Yeah, this is within Rav Ashi. Yeah, but the way Rashi learned Rav Ashi is that the Hanachas Erev is the beginning of your cooking for Shabbos. So it's hard to say you can do that weeks in advance. And according to the Ravid, the way it's working is that you are preparing for Shabbos and thereby joining together your Tzrachim of Shabbos and Tzrachim of Yontif. But that also only makes sense if you're actually preparing for Shabbos. You know what I mean? So that doesn't mean either. According to the Ravid and the Rashi, it would seem that even Rav Ashi would hold that you have to place it on Erev Yontif. But according to the Rambam, that the thing is purely a reminder. So when you cook on this day, it's on Yontif, it's clear that you're cooking for Yom Shabbos because it's Kedusha Achas. And even though it looks like two separate days, it's really one day. So then I could see who really cares. It doesn't matter whether you place it on Erev you know, on Erev Yantif or beforehand. You know, it doesn't seem to, it wouldn't matter. As long as it's present when you do the Ma'aseh Bishul. So I would say, I mean, I don't know what the other options are. The Rosh doesn't really tell us how he learns. You know, he doesn't give us, maybe it's a fourth option. I don't know, but I'm saying, within the Rishonim we said so far, it would seem that it could work out with the Rambam, but it doesn't seem like it could really work with the other ones. At least the way I see it. Which is fine, I have no problem.
Yeah, it makes
sense. I was just thinking, I don't know whether this is based on this, so it just reminds me, it just kind of makes sense, is that if the whole idea, let's say, according to Rav, is that you're doing a Maisa of Kavod Shabbos, and the point is that you're worried that your person's going to forget about Kavod Shabbos, so you do a Maisa of Kavod Shabbos before you get involved in your Sudas Yontif. So this way, during your Sudas Yontif, you'll remember the Kavod Shabbos, you know what I mean? You'll remember the Kavod Shabbos, and this way, you know, but it's like, so to speak, you're pushing your Kavod Shabbos back from Friday to, you know, pushing it back and making you do it before the Sudas Yontif, so that it'll be in your mind's eye and you won't forget it. So you could almost see that the best time to do it really be right before the Sudas Yontif. It's not all the way back on Erev Shabbos, because he really is covered Shabbos. It should be as close to Shabbos as possible. The only thing is you're pushing it earlier than the Sudas Yontif, because you don't want the Sudas Yontif to distract the guy, you know, to make him forget it. So therefore, it could be that Gemara is asking, is according to him, it should really be on Yontif itself before the Sudas Yontif, you know, why does it have to be on Erev Yontif? It's not just, why does it have to be on Erev Yontif? But in a certain sense, it would be a force to do it as late as possible. So just do it right before Sudas Shabbos, before Sudas Yontif. So that's what they want to answer, and then another guy's going to get confused. It's not going to work. You know what I mean?
He's being involved in the
Yontif. Yeah, right, you understand that. What I'm saying is, like, you kind of see the Hami, you know, where the Gemara is coming
right,
from.
Right, right.
It's like, why the Gemara is trying to almost push to do it on Yontif itself. But it makes sense, you want to do it sooner than later.
It's smooth the way the Rosh is learning.
Yeah,
that,
right.
That question is smooth,
yeah.
The way the Rosh is learning.
Correct.
It is true.
Yeah. Now let me just say, so what's left here? So there's at least one thing. Let's say two things. Let's see how much time we have tomorrow. But there's another thing. There's another sheet in the Gemara. Another sheet in the Gemara, which is another source. Because the Rav Ashi and Rava had two different reasons. But the Gemara says, V'tana ma'isa l'me'acha. The Gemara has a Braisa has a different source for it. It's talking about by the man. By the man, it says you don't collect the man on Shabbos, and you don't cook the man on Shabbos. But that which you have cooked already on Friday, you know, you could eat. You eat on Shabbos, and that which you know, unless you baked on Friday, you could eat on Shabbos. So it says that which you baked, you would bake. It says, so Rashi says, it should have said, Hayom Bashlu. Right? Hayom Bashlu, today you should bake. Today's Friday, today you bake. What do you mean, that which you baked, you bake? So he says, Mikan Amru, Ein Ofen Ela Ala Afo Ven Basham Al Mavushal. Mikan Samchal Merav Shem Menatora. The saying is, that which was baked, you could bake. I mean, if you had baked previously, namely on Erev Yontif, then you could bake today on Erev Shabbos. But if you didn't bake previously, because you didn't place an Erev Tashilin, then you can't bake on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so it's like a remez, the Torah is pointing to the idea of Erev Tashilin. Okay, I mean, you can look at the Rashis, but like, what's the idea? It's like, sounds like a funny, the whole thing's funny. It's like very, like, stretchy on the Pasuk. But like, what's this? Is this a new idea of Erev Tashilin? Is it the same idea? Is it just another place to learn it from? Is it just an asmachta? Like, what's the idea here in this position? So, I'd like to do that. And then I'd like to do, if we have time, I think we should have time because it's not that much. There's one point in the Ra, if you recall, remember we kind of dealt with the difference between Shmuel and Rava? So in the very beginning of the Gemara, Shmuel and Rav, we explained it according to Rashi, you know. So the Ran learns a little differently. So if you could look at the Ran, it's Zechreyu Me'achar Be'ala Shabbal Hashkicha. It's on Chesam and Aleph, the Ran. Zechreyu Me'achar Shabbal Hashkicha. Yeah. It's a short little Ran. We didn't think of a svara, by the way. I didn't really get a chance to think about it. But today we did the question is could you place the Erev Tashilin only on Erev Yontif or even much earlier? But there's a middle position that says you could allow to do it earlier, but only on And when you have two Yontifs in a row, two Shabbos in a row, you can place this Shabbos for this Shabbos and for next Shabbos. But you can't go further than that. You can't go from Yontif to Yontif for Pesach to Sukkot, so, you know. So well, why not? What's the difference? I mean, so if you allow you to do it earlier, you do it earlier. Who cares?
Oh, so you're saying
according to
the Rosh
Lashon,
you can do
it
whenever?
Seems so, yeah. Okay. Seems so. I think they have a question. How's the Rosh Lashon? Because the Rosh says you don't want to do it even not on Erev Yontif, and then he says, oh, and you can do it on 2 days. So it's, there's different ways of interpreting whether the Rosh is allowing that. Does it mean you could even do it earlier, or is it even after limiting it? But certainly it's a possible way to learn. It seems like, what's the difference?
Yeah, okay.
It's a difference, right. But there is the Mordechai, they say the Mordechai, based on the Yerushalmi, says that it's only that. Only when it's, you know, I don't see what the difference is. I mean, I just saw it this morning.
Right.
I don't really have a Svara, but I mean, it would be nice to have one. Perhaps by tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, good?